أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال إمامنا أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله وسلامه عليه: من كفارات الذنوب العظام إغاثة الملهوف والتنفيس عن المكروب. In these days that we are staying at home and we can't attend the congregational prayers in the mosques and Islamic centers, brothers and sisters, it is good to talk to you and continue the weekly speech or sermon that reminds us about what is highly recommended to us during this pandemic problem that we have, and how to do in assisting the vulnerable people, those who cannot meet their needs and they are in difficulty. I started with the hadith from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he says that to offer assistance to the grief-stricken and vulnerable people and to provide them with comfort when they face hardship are means of atonement of major sins. When we see in our community, in our neighborhood, people who cannot meet their needs, they can't go for shopping. Those who have no means for the livelihood, those who are in some difficulty regarding maintaining themselves and their families, it is our duty to hurry up, to do everything to assist them, to offer them whatever support and assistance that we can. And according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this very important maxim, in this piece of advice, that if we hurry up to offer assistance, both financially and spiritually, emotionally and physically, to those who are less able, those who are vulnerable, it is, according to this word of the Imam, is atonement for the major sins. Brothers and sisters, whilst we are suffering, and the whole people, everybody in the world, no exception, they are suffering from this pandemic, this COVID-19, which supposed to, and as it is reported, is to take the lives of many, to put them in difficulties, and even there is no cure for it, no vaccination will help in protecting ourselves against this pandemic. The stress that everybody facing now is so bad that we need to do two things. One, to observe all the precautions, staying at home, keeping the distance when, for example, we go for shopping, and avoiding anything that might transmit the disease to others. Brothers and sisters, only yesterday I came to know that a Kuwaiti gentleman who brought his wife for medical treatment, she is complaining about the cancer, and she is under chemotherapy. So her husband, who joined her and brought her to London for treatment, unfortunately found himself affected by COVID-19. He was rushed to the hospital, and they realized that most of his lungs are affected by this disease. Imagine that they are renting, for example, or staying in, let's say, flats or a room. Then she can't see her husband. They have to keep their distance. They have to be careful. At the same time, she is weak in immunity. So all these, and this is only one sample, one example, one evidence, that one event that we come across, we receiving reports every minute and every hour of people who are suffering everywhere. It started from China. Then we see in Iran, in Italy, spread it the whole Europe. And here in UK, we are worried about it and advised to stay at home, which is the very good advice, to stop the congregations. Now, tonight is the eve of 3rd of Sha'ban. Whilst all followers of Ahlul Bayt all over the world from different backgrounds supposed to celebrate the birth anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they can't do that because the mosques, the Islamic centers, the Husseiniyas, the Imam Bargas, all are closed. And this doesn't stop us from celebrating at home for ourselves, for our families, with respecting and observing all the precautionary measures. Now, let's go back to how to meet the needs of others. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his advice to Kumail, and you know Kumail, that the Thursday evening dua that he narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and normally all the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam recite that either individually or in gatherings, yeah? In that, Imam Ali alayhi salam advised Kumail to keep advising his children, his family, his relatives, of assisting the vulnerable and assisting people of need, and to create happiness in the hearts of people, and what the role of that happiness is in removing the calamities. He says, by the one whose hearing encompasses all voices, no sooner does one fill someone else's heart with happiness that Allah creates a special grace for him from that very happiness, such that when he is faced with a calamity, that very grace will pass over it, over the calamity, and until chases it away. So this means that even comforting others by a word, by some sort of psychological assurance, and giving them some sort of comfort, tranquility, and praying for them, going further to helping them with food, with some other needs, whether it is medicine or shopping or any other type of help, all these are means to help one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his blessing. And this lutf, which is translated as grace, this special grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will hurry up to save you, to rescue you, to give you a rescue when you face a calamity. Brothers and sisters, all medical and health advices are to be observed, but these types of treating others well and helping them and assisting the vulnerable, in addition to that, will have, according to what our imams told us about our principles of religion, about the Quranic teachings, they help us in getting over all those calamities and difficulties which might inflict and reach us. Here, it is good to remember that, alhamdulillah, many examples of these activities are taken by members of our community. Let me remind you of the good work of charitable organizations like the Lady Fatima Trust, when they declared that we are united in the effect of the pandemic. Let us join together to make a sustainable response. Protect the vulnerable families physically and emotionally for their well-being, offering food and assistance to various areas, Ethiopia, India, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, and many others. In Yemen, indeed, the innocent people of Yemen who have been suffering from the injustice and the atrocity of their neighbor for the last 7 years. All these, alhamdulillah, are getting the assistance from the projects and from the assistance, the charitable work of the Lady Fatima Trust. Let's remember that the priest, that there was one ventilator to assist him with respiratory, assisting him with being able to continue to get the oxygen in his lungs, when he noticed a young man who was suffering from this pandemic, he said, "I prefer that young boy to make use of it, although I'm going to suffer." We admire such work of self-sacrifice, this giving priority to others who need it. Indeed, that angel, really angel, who gave up the ventilator to someone else who needs more, is something to teach us a lesson, and we appreciate that, we admire that. Let's remember the story or the activity of someone on his track, on his car. In his van, he managed to bring an oven and continued in Najaf to bake and make fresh bread for families in the midnight, going to knock at the doors and see if there anyone who don't have access to bread, to fresh bread, and free of charge, offering that assistance to needed. We appreciate that. We have to make and take lesson from all these activities. There are youth who offered their telephone numbers here in London, in Birmingham, in Manchester, and some other cities, our fellow Muslim and brothers of faith or in faith, to help people for their shopping, for their medicine, for some other assistance that can offer. Brothers and sisters, it is highly recommended to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To repent from our sins. To try to spiritually get enhancement and try to get rid of all negative thoughts. In addition to that, my advice to you all is to recite the supplication number 7 from As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, the supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, again, whose birth anniversary will be in the next 2 days. Let's recite that supplication number 7 when it is experienced to help us the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pour on us, to be covered by that whatever spiritual value of this dua. Of course, it has been translated into English with the title of the Psalms of Islam, but if you recite it in Arabic, continue reciting it every day with the understanding in English would help a lot in begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessing and his assistance, hidden assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these difficult days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.